Hey, good evening, everybody. I wanted to discuss and continue part two about opening packages, food packages on Shabbos. Essentially, we have discussed two potential problems with opening food packages. One is an issue of Korea is tearing. And the first and second shiurim of this series, we discussed the concept of mochek. Mochek is erasing. Both mochek and Korea are two malachos that one has to reckon with when it comes to opening up packages on Shabbos. We have discussed those at length the last number of weeks, but I would like briefly to review what we mentioned regarding those two malachos and then pick up with another two potential problems when it comes to tearing, opening, and ripping and opening packages on Shabbos. And I hope at that point we will be able to apply numerous practical applications to the background information that we have. The first thing that's important to note, as we've mentioned in the previous weeks, is when it comes to the malach of mochek and korea, it's not just prohibited to rip something. It's not just prohibited to erase something. But ripping is only a problem if it's almanas litvor, if you're ripping something with the intent to sew it back together. Mochek, erasing something, is only prohibited if there's intent to write something where you are erasing. So it's mochek almanas lichtov, erasing with the intent to write, and korea almanas litvor, ripping with the intent to sew. If one is simply erasing and one is simply being korea, ripping, that's only going to be prohibited rabbinically because otherwise you're not fulfilling the melacha the way it's done in the Mishkan. However, the Rishonim debate, when we discussed the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam regarding korea, if I rip something, but the ripping itself has a productive purpose. It has a constructive purpose. It's not destructive, but I want to rip something. If somebody is korea al meso, one of the shiva krovim after a funeral, before a funeral, or before kfura, or after kfura, there is a din of korea. One has to tear or rip a garment. There, that's a productive and a constructive thing. There is no intent to re-sew the garment, so their kriya itself would actually be a position, and it would be appropriate to say that that's something prohibited to do on Shabbos. You couldn't rip something if there is a purpose to the ripping itself. That's the position of the Rambam. That's on Pasuk Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem, that if I rip something, not almanas litvor, not with the intent to sew it, but the ripping itself is constructive, it would be prohibited. The same thing is true, says the Be'er Lachem, Simmons and Shin Mem, when it comes to erasing something. If I'm erasing something, but the erasing itself is constructive, even though I don't have an intent to rewrite something or to write exactly where I erase, nonetheless, even though it's not almanas lichto, because I'm not going to write something, but the erasing becomes constructive, in that situation, one would be, that would be usur midirayis, and you would be chayv to bring a korban in that particular circumstance. And the Be'er Lachem says, just like it's true when it comes to korea, if it's done for a constructive purpose and you're not being tofer, the same thing is true when it comes to mochek, erasing, even though it's not almanas lichtov, nonetheless, as long as it's constructive, it's going to be aser. So when it comes to these two melachos, if I am ripping open a package, or if I'm opening up and tearing a package, or if I'm erasing something in the process of opening up a package, that's something to consider because I'm not going to re-sew the package back together. I'm not going to put the potato chip bag back together. When I rip open the potato chip bag, I don't even intend to seal it shut again. But nonetheless, if my intent is to open it and my intent is to erase the letter, and if that's a productive and constructive purpose, that might be something that we have to consider being a problem. However, as we discussed last week, when it comes to korea ripping, all of the bags that we have been dealing with, when it comes to snack bags, potato chip bags, pretzel, popcorn, and the like, when they're small bags where I'm just simply opening it in order to throw out the bag. So we said that's no different than the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, choslo shalchan marmitzim and shin yudalit. If I'm opening up a package and the package is only there and it's serving as a subservient or a secondary purpose because it's simply housing and holding the food, and I'm going to throw out the bag after, so opening it is not considered to be korea for the sake of ripping it open because I'm ripping it. I'm ripping it open in order to get to the food, and as a result, we explain that according to most posting results, Zalman Rambach says this explicitly, that there's no prohibition of korea. How about when it comes to mochek, if I'm opening up a potato chip bag or any snack bag, so there is potential of ripping a letter or tearing through a letter or erasing a letter. That's mochek. Now, if I'm absolutely going to erase Doritos when I'm separating or when I'm opening up the package, that is a problem of mochek. I'm erasing the letter. How about is it possible for me to open up the bag or to tear in between the two letters of Doritos, Tashkent, whatever it is, and I'm tearing in between the two words, between the P and the A or the D and the O, is that a problem or is that subject to the Melacha D'Oraisa of Mochek? So we explained some time ago that the Ramah in the Tshuva seems to indicate, and it's quite clear from the Tshuva, though it's less clear in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Mem, ripping between two letters is not a problem. Now the reason that the Ramah says it's not a problem is because the Melacha of Mochek is erasing a letter or writing a letter. But simply separating two letters or moving two letters closer or separating two letters farther away from each other, that's not Mochek. I'm only moving one letter away from another letter, like we explained when it comes to playing a board game. And you're moving two pieces closer to each other or separating two letters farther from each other. I'm not writing something. I'm not erasing something. If it's being locked, stock, and barrel, it's being stuck into the game board, then we could consider that that might be a problem. But when it comes to simply moving two pieces next to each other, that's not a problem. So if I'm ripping something, I'm tearing in between two letters. So am I really erasing? So according to the Ramah would say there wouldn't be a problem at all if I'm opening up a bag and in the process of opening up the bag, it says sugar, and I cut very, very carefully between the S and the U, domino sugar, and I make a little slit or a space in between the S and the U. According to the Ramah, that would not be a problem. However, as you recall, the Taz, as well as other Achronim, argued on the Ramah, and they understood that the Ramah's explanation of Mochek is not necessarily the approach that is taken by a group of other Achronim, which is that if you're separating letters and moving letters farther away from each other, at the end of the day, you erase the word. The word was domino sugar, and now it says doesn't say that. So that would be a problem of Mochek, according to another group of Achronim. Lechatchila, we are choshesh, and we are a suspect that we should not do this lechatchila. So if you're opening up a bag of chips, so you should be cautious and careful not to rip between two letters or between two words. That would not be a problem because there you're not really separating anything significant, and there's certainly a large space in between the two words. But nonetheless, the two potential problems when it comes to opening up a snack bag would be korea and would be mochek. However, based upon what we were describing here, korea would not be a problem because it's a small snack bag that's being thrown out. It's really destructive and it's not constructive. Mochek would be a problem, so as long as you're careful not to erase a letter or to tear between two words, one would be okay. There are two other malachos which we have not discussed yet, outside of mochek and outside of korea, that we have to discuss that would be an issue when it comes to opening up a snack there. One is the malacha called mechatech, and the fourth malacha is the malacha of makeh bepatish. Mechatech is similar to korea, yet different. Mechatech, the way the Rambam presents the prohibition, is that it's tearing something, but tearing something in a specific place. It's tearing something in a very exacting way. As opposed to korea, when I'm ripping something, it doesn't really make a difference to me where I'm ripping it, as long as I've separated two items and I've taken one item and made it into two. I don't care if one is bigger or one is smaller. I've ripped it apart. That is the malach of korea. I've separated something that's whole. There's now no longer one piece, but there are two pieces. Mechatech, however, is different. Mechatech is when I am careful to cut something in a particular place, in a specific place. Now, the way this plays itself out would be if you have any perforated lines that have been set up prior on the package, on the item that you're cutting, and if I'm specifically cutting on those lines in order to exactly cut in that space, that would be a problem. The best example, contemporary example, would probably be toilet paper, which I don't want to discuss at great length, but when I'm cutting toilet paper on the perforated lines, that most probably would be fall under the category of mechatech because I care to rip it in that specific place. However, it's not so simple. Let's share a few examples in the kitchen, a few examples in our cupboard, in our pantry, to try to flesh out the issue of mechatech a little more. I'd like to talk about juice boxes. I'd like to talk about a sugar packet. I don't think it's as common place here, but in Israel, the yogurts come connected. Either in four or in twos, and sometimes if you buy them in a package, you'll notice that yogurts come in a package of six, and the way to separate them is by tearing or cutting or snapping them separate from each other, and they snap in the exact same location and very, very much on an exact line. If you some sugar packet, you could cut it along a perforated line as well. A juice box, not when you puncture the straw into the box itself, but many juice boxes as you turn over the flap, so you're cutting and making a very, very nice space. It's cutting it along a little line. It's creating a square or a circle, and it's allowing the hole to be very, very exacting and the way it's meant to be, and the company sets it up that way in order that it is cut in an exact way. Now, each of those examples, would that be a problem machatech or not? The way we described according to the Rambam, the impression was that would be a biblical prohibition of Yimlach D'Oraisa Mechatech, because I'm cutting something on a perforated line. Now, when it comes to the issue of Korea, we said, is not an issue because I'm simply throwing the item out. But even though Korea might not be applicable because it's a throwaway item, it's a snack bag, however, is it subject to Mechatech? Many contemporary posting rooms, Yosef Shamil Yashiv, ruled that that is indeed an Isser Mechatech. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach argued and disagreed, and he said that this is not subject to the Melacha Mechatech whatsoever. And he explained that when the tissue paper has the perforated lines, when the yogurts are connected, when the juice box is opened and cut in an exact place, when the sugar packet is opened along those lines, you're not specifically cutting it there because you want it to be on that exact line, but you're only doing it because that's the way the company set up. It just makes life easier because that's the way they did it. But I don't care that I'm cutting it there specifically. If it's in a different place, I could cut it just as easily. I also would do that. It happens to be that they created an option for me to do it in an easier fashion. But it's not that I want to cut it there because I need a specific straight line. I need a sharp right angle to cut the sugar. I need a diagonal space in order to open up the package or paper itself, but simply that's the way the company set it up. And once the company set it up that way, therefore I'm cutting in that fashion. So it is subject to a machlokes achronim. The majority opinion seems to be that it is prohibited, even though, as I mentioned, Shlomo Zalman Orbach with Fekel, quote in the Sefer Orach HaShabbos, he writes this as well, as Talmud Mishra Neuvert in his Sefer Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, all quote of Shlomo Zalman Orbach as being Fekel. The common practice amongst many is to try to be careful and not to cut on the perforated line. Certainly, if there's another option and you're able to cut it in a different way, that is absolutely suggestible. But as we mentioned, when it comes to opening any package, it's always advisable to do so before. Certainly when it comes to the Isser of Korea, when it comes to Isser of Mochik, and now the Isser of Mechatech, you're getting yourself out of trouble. Certainly in a ex post facto situation where you did not open up a package yet, you did not open a bag yet, you did not open the popcorn bag yet, certainly there is the absolute permissibility of opening it. Certainly if it's a small bag, you're throwing it out, it's destructive and not constructive. Certainly if there's no issue of mochik of erasing, there's nothing to deal with. And certainly if there's no issue of mechate, tearing something on a perforated line, there's no issue at all. When you're opening up this small snack bag of popcorn, potato chips, and pretzels, and you're separating it in the place that it's meant to be opened, where the plastic is glued tied together, that is not mechatech. That's where you're supposed to open it. However, this brings us to the fourth potential problem when it happens when you're opening up a package, and that's the melacha of makeh b'patish, completing a melacha. It's one of the 39 melachos, one of the lamentas melachos is makeh b'patish. Makeh b'patish here is the creation of a kli. I'm making something. The Gemara says in Masech Shabbos, the Mishnah, and Daf Kof Kamen Vav, Shover Adam as a chavis, lecho hemen a grogros. The person is able to open up a chavis, a barrel, in order to eat the grogros that are inside of it. Ubuvachli is kavin lasos kli. But as long as you do not have intention to make this chavis, this barrel, into a kli, I'm not having intent to make it into a vessel. Rashi explains, tahainu shlo yasebet pesach noah, that I don't have intention to make a nice opening. Nice opening means that when I'm opening up the barrel, I want it to be a opening that is not, that's productive, that's helpful, that is going to allow me to either put something in or take something out. That is the issue. So I can open something, but if I have intent to open it in order to turn it into a vessel, to turn it into a kli, that could be a problem. Now, when it comes to the plastic bags that we've been talking about and the snack bags that we're talking about, there's no intent to turn it into a kli. I'm only interested in getting the food, like I said, and I'm opening up the bag and I'm throwing the bag in the garbage. This does become more of an issue when it comes to opening up larger snack bags, a bigger bag of popcorn, a bigger bag of potato chips, a bigger bag of pretzels. So when it comes to the bigger bags, so when it comes to mochek, there's a non-entity, there's no issue because I'm not going to erase something. When it comes to mechatech, that's also a non-entity because I'm not tearing anything on the perforated line. But the two issues that you do have to reckon with when it comes to opening a larger snack bag is, number one, Korea, and number two, Maki de Patch. Now, why is Korea an issue when it comes to a large bag as opposed to when it comes to a small snack bag? Because there I'm ripping, and I want to hold on to the bag after. The bag is helpful. It's going to continue containing and the remains and whatever stays behind. When it comes to small bags, I'm going to throw it out. So my ripping is not a productive act. I'm throwing it into the garbage, but I'm keeping the large Doritos bag or the large Lay's bag of potato chips open, I'm keeping the bag. So that might indeed be a problem of Korea. It also might be a problem of Maki de Patish or Asiyas Pesach. I'm making this into a Pesach Nah. I'm making a fine opening and a very clear demarcation that this is a bag that I'm going to use. I may not fill it up again, but I certainly will continue to take something out. Now, maybe rice, if I make a Pesach Nah, that's if I continue to put something in and take something out. If I'm only taking something out, that would be Issa D'Rabbanan, but nonetheless, it's still a malach of Asiyas Pesach. So how do we deal with opening up a large bag? The best thing to do is, if a bag was not opened before Shabbos, is it may be opened on Shabbos, but not to use it again. To take the bag, to open the bag, to remove the contents from the bag, to destroy the bag, throw it in the garbage, and at that point we can't consider that the kriya is productive or constructive. I'm throwing the bag out, and it's not called Asiyas Kliya or Maki de Patish because I'm going to throw the bag in the garbage as well. So therefore, that is the suggested way to deal with opening a larger bag. Number one, there's no longer an issue of mochek, of erasing. There's no issue of mechatech, of cutting something on a perforated line. There's no longer an issue of korea, and there's no longer an issue of maki b'patish. I've covered all my bases. The two other areas, or three other areas, where the malachos of mechatech and maki b'patish exist is when it comes to soda cans, plastic milk carton, and tuna fish, or any type of metal can or container that is being opened. Now, let's start with a soda can. When I'm opening up a soda can and I'm snapping open the can, so the can is creating a small ring that's being cut exactly on the perforated line. Now, there you can't claim I could open it in a different place, or I'm not interested in opening there, but I want it to be open and I want it that size because that's the way I'm able to drink easier. If it was any bigger, it would spill all over. If it was any smaller, nothing would come out. So it does seem that mechatech would be a problem when it comes to opening up a soda can. It also is room to argue that opening up a soda can would be a problem of Asiyas Kli because I'm making it into a functional vessel now. If I finish the soda and I have the can, I could fill it up again. I could put water in it. There is room to argue that it would be prohibited, and indeed many posts do prohibit opening up a soda can on shop. There are another group of posts who disagree, and they understand that it's not a problem of mechatech or maki b'patish. It's not maki b'patish, and it's not Asiyas Kli, they argue, because just like it comes to the snack bag and the potato chips and the popcorn bag, I'm throwing the can in the garbage. Once I'm throwing the can in the garbage, you can't claim that I'm making it into a kli because I'm throwing it out. However, mechatech, there is room to argue as well that it happens to be that that's where the company opened it, and that's the way I'm opening it, and that's the intent, and that's the way the company set it up. But, okay, there could be another way to open it, but who's to say that specifically opening it up in that fashion is a problem? The majority opinion does seem to prohibit opening a soda can on Shabbos. If one does want to open up a soda can on Shabbos, there is a way to do so in order to be alleviate and to not have a concern according to all opinions, and that would be by making a hole into the soda can before, thereby puncturing it and not making it into a kli anymore because I've ruined its status, it can't be used again, and then I can open it up and then pour out the contents and throw it in the garbage. There are posts who do suggest doing it in such a fashion. The other area where one has to deal with maki b'patish as well as mechatech is in the plastic milk cartons that we use today, that are most commonly used today, where it has a little plastic ring around the top, and you tear it in a circle, and then you open up the milk can, and then you pour out your milk. So that would be a problem possibly of mechatech, because I'm wrapping or unwrapping that ring that's tied around the milk bottle. At the same time, I'm turning this into a vessel. Till now, it was unable to be used. Now I'm using it to pour something out, and it might be an issue of maki b'patish. One should, and is highly advised, to open up your milk container, your plastic milk container, before Shabbos. If you did not do that, you should be aware. It's been done before. I've successfully opened up a milk can on Shabbos without actually tearing the little ring around. If you put a knife under, you could open up the entire cap itself, you don't have to necessarily untie that bottom piece and then take off the cover, but you can actually remove the entire thing without ripping anything, and you can successfully put it down after. That is a advisable thing to do. Last thing I'd like to discuss this evening is a tuna fish can, or really any other can that of non-perishable that has to be that you want to open. Now, again, the same issues exist, maki b'patish or mechatech. The best thing to do in this circumstance is when it comes to opening up a tuna fish can is to open it up halfway to remove the contents and then throw the metal can into the garbage. Because when I'm opening the can, one could argue that I'm opening up a kli. I'm making this into a kli. It's not the patish. It's making a functional item that originally was not functional. And now I could use it again, as some people indeed do. But nonetheless, if one opens it halfway, so you're not turning it into a kli, I'm throwing out the item after, and none of the prohibitions exist. Again, always best to open up packages, containers, bags, bottles. We didn't get you to this evening. Maybe we'll just touch on that next week. But the four melachos that one has to consider anytime you're opening up anything on Shabbos is mochek, erasing. Number two is korea, ripping. Number three is mechatech, tearing or cutting something on a perforated line. And finally, makeh b'patish, making something that was unusable into a usable item, or what's referred to as a siat pesach. Those are the four primary melachos that we deal with. Now, the rule when it comes to opening up any food item on Shabbos is that if there is a necessity for Shabbos, if you need it. So the same thing would be true if you need tissues, or if you need any cutlery that's in a plastic bag, or any silverware or cups that are in a plastic bag, if those have a necessity or a need, the same way that you need food on Shabbos, you also would be permitted to open it as long as one is being careful with these four melachos and throwing out the item after and not maintaining it and not keeping it. Everybody should have a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening, and look forward to being in touch next week. Have a good night.